Now, David John Oates is an interesting fellow. He's an Australian. He has, you will hear it if you listen carefully, a speech impediment of his own that led him into a kind of a lifelong look into the very nature of speech itself, which led him toward reverse speech, which David contends is the best lie detector essentially ever made. Is that a fair statement, David?
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement. Certainly it far surpasses the lie detector as far as I'm concerned, which will only give an indication of truth or error. Reverse speech will give you your own words in your own voice in great detail. So, sure. Yeah, I think it's certainly the most advanced form of lie detection and personality analysis technology that is currently available.
All right, well, I'm sitting here speaking to you normally in forward speech right now.
Right.
You would be able to take this forward speech of mine and reverse it, and every so often you would find a clear phrase that made sense and was congruent with what was being said forward, or belied it as a lie,
right?
But you would find that in reverse speech. It is not the thousand, hundred monkey thing.
Right.
It's real.
Oh, sure. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that it's real, and certainly a growing number of people and professionals are coming on board every single day. The basic theory I'm pursuing, for those who haven't heard me before, is simply the fact that language is bi-level, forwards as well as reverse. It's a natural mental function as the brain is constructing speech sounds. It's putting them together in such a fashion that we are literally delivering two messages at once, forwards from the conscious mind, which is obviously how you hear everyone speak, but we are also speaking backwards from the unconscious mind. Now, these messages are occurring not continuously. Some people contend they are. I tend to be a little bit more conservative. They're occurring with great clarity. I mean, as clear as I'm talking to you now, at least every 10 or 15 seconds of speech. So if you actually take a speech and run it in reverse, you'll hear gibberish first, and then suddenly embedded in the middle of this gibberish is this extremely clear sentence, which, as you said, is normally contextually related. It relates directly to what's being spoken forwards. It's grammatically correct. It has a very unique sound to it. For that reason, it takes people a while to get used to that. Most of your listeners who have heard me several times have got their ears well tuned now, but certainly to the newcomer, it has this unusual, etheric, melodious tone. That
all right, I'll tell you what, David. Let us give the audience several clear, yes, I know they've heard it before, examples of reverse speech so that they have some idea, those who are just tuning in, what it is they're about to hear.
Okay, so we'll go through with some of the old favorites first.
Sure,
One I was recently, I've been on doing a lot of media work on recently is the Patsy Ramsey tapes, the little girl who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado.
Yes.
Last year. They still have not brought any charge forward in this case. And this is Patsy Ramsey. She's being interviewed on CNN. She's saying forward, she feels there's at least two people out there who know who did this crime, and we will run that now.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
And we run that straight backwards, and I'm just isolating a small section in reverse. We'll play it at three different speeds, and backwards she says, "I'm that person."
One, if not, and once more.
Very clear, David.
Exceptionally clear. And
yeah.
Let's just, for the newcomers, let's just show you. What I'll do is I'll run the whole tape backwards, and you'll actually hear this little bit of gibberish, and then bang, summing this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish.
Okay. I had absolutely no problem picking that out of the middle.
Right. I mean, it's so clear. Once your ears are adjusted and tuned to the sounds of reverse speech, it's exceptionally easy to hear. And, you know, with a few months of training, it's just like listening to forward speech. Okay, let's do another one. We'll move on to kids. Part of my theory is that language begins backwards before it does forwards, from as early as 4 months of age. Children,
from what I've heard, it's more than a theory.
I would absolutely agree with you. I certainly think it's a fact, but for scientific purposes, it's still a theory. See, technically, it's probably only a hypothesis at this stage from a purely technical point of view. But, yeah, it's a fact. I mean, this stuff is as clear as I'm talking to you now.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is my daughter in a bathtub. She's about 10 months of age. She's trying to pick up a cup. She can't pick it up. She reaches out to me for help. Of course, I play this on your program many times.
Yes, total baby gibberish, you would think, listening
right.
to that.
And backwards, there's three clear words and one faint word. The three clear words are David, help me, and right down you can actually hear the word please just in the background. But David, help me is certainly the clear phrase.
Okay.
I mean, how can you say that that is not there? Let's do that one more time.
All right. God, that's incredible.
Yeah,
that never ceases to do it to me.
It will give chills down your spine. And while I'm on kids, we'll just do one more on kids, and we'll do a couple other of the classic ones.
Sure.
This is a kid with a dirty diaper. Dad's coming to bring him a clean diaper.
Here, Ben, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
And where he says a diaper, backwards he says, "Help me out."
Help me out.
And again.
Help me out.
And let's run that forwards and backwards.
Help me out.
Oh, that's remarkable.
It certainly is. And this is literally reverse speech in action. This is exactly how it works. Let's do the very first one I ever played on your program when I very first went on, and that's the famous example of Neil Armstrong, of course, stepping onto the lunar surface.
Yes.
It's also the very first speech reversal that I ever found in human speech way back in 1983 when I first began working to this. So here we go.
It's one small step for man.
And backwards, he says, "Man will spacewalk."
Man will spacewalk.
And again.
Man will spacewalk.
You know, exceptionally clear.
As clear as can be. Man will spacewalk.
Yeah, there's no doubt over that one. You mentioned the famous Colonel Haynes. Let me see if I've got that one.
Do you have Colonel Haynes?
I'm sure I do have it. I'm actually trying to look for it right now.
This, of course, is the famous Roswell press conference, the one in which poor Colonel Haynes was sent out like Mike McCurry yesterday to try and say the impossible and make it sound right.
Oh, right. You know, I've got an amusing reversal on Mike McCurry, too, when we get to that. But here's Colonel Haynes trying desperately to deny the whole Roswell incident.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
And when he talks about the short video, backwards he says, "We faked it."
We faked it.
We faked it.
God, that's clear.
We faked it.
We faked it.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, there's just no way you can explain that. Actually, I've probably got another one on here, too, on this system. He's talking about some of the technological research they've done.
I'm sorry, I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And when he talks about the Air Force's scientific research backwards, he says, share a secret with NASA. And see, this is where reverse speech begins to shine, because you get names of places and people and towns and events.
Share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA.
And what's
that? Share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA, quite clear.
Quite clear. And as I say, this is literally how it works. A short, sharp sentences, normally 4, 5, 6 words in length. Sometimes they can get lengthy. I've had them up to 10 or 12 words of clarity. Once every 10 or 15 seconds. It's just really an amazing, amazing phenomenon.
Also, a dangerous one. Your house has been burned down.
Yep.
People have broken into your house. Your
yep.
phones have been tapped.
Yep.
How's it going on that front, David?
I'm almost not going to say anything. I've been in a relatively it's been peaceful now for about a month, but of course I've just gone out with these Clinton reversals just the last day or two, so we may get the heat turned up again. It's been fairly quiet for a month or so. My house was burned to the ground, as you know, and back in April, we had a threat the day beforehand, and then there was a constant plaguing of cars outside the office and office break-ins and then recently I went public with some TWA reversals, and I got a death threat immediately after that. Now I'm living in a fortress on a hill with barbed wire fences all around the house and alarms and sensors.
Oh, ain't life great?
Ain't it wonderful? I used to think it would be fun being a pioneer and discovering something new, but it certainly has its downsides. But you know, you live through it, and you do what you got to do, and life goes on. You know, so if we got time, I've got a quick snippet from the fire tape with this amazing reverb.
Oh, the fire tape. Yes, when the fire occurred at your home, by all means, play that.
Yeah, I have a tape recorder going practically all the time, taping conversations. I was in session with a client, and you'll hear me talking to my client, you know, about therapeutic stuff in the background, and then suddenly my secretary bursts into the room and says, David, the house is on fire.
Please,
you can hear the emotions in her voice there.
Oh, yes.
And the reversal, this is an amazing reversal. It says practically exactly the same thing backwards as it does forwards. Backwards, she says, the house is on fire. Our house is on fire.
That is so clear. I don't know that I've ever heard a reversal before that says essentially the same thing. Usually it is congruent with what's being said forward, but says it in a different way. This says it the same way.
Right. Well, I think that is because, well, for several reasons, her emotions were totally intense. And reverse speech is a right brain function. It's essentially coming from the right brain. But in this case, she was totally and completely congruent. She had to get the message over to me as fast as she could.
I understand that, but how physically, in other words, I'm thinking of the phrase, the house is on fire.
Right.
All right, now, when you take that and you reverse it, it is not going to come out to, the house is on fire.
Right.
It just simply is. Now, reverse speech, everybody, is a precise reversal. We're not playing any tricks here. He slows it down so you can hear it a little bit better. But the first one he plays is at regular speed. So help me out here, David. How can the house is on fire be the house is on fire backwards?
Right. Well, if you try to analyze it by looking at the phonetics or the letters, it won't work. It's to do totally with the sounds of speech. Some people make the mistake of trying to read the text and reverse it in their mind. It just doesn't work that way. It's to do with all the subtle nuances and the inflections and the emotions.
That's amazing. All right, let's hear it one more time.
Okay. Actually, well, why don't on the plat forwards and immediately reverse it.
Okay.
So here it is forwards. And backwards.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And the more emotional a person is,
yep.
The more emotions they are pumping out,
yep.
then the more likely that you're going to get a very clear reversal. Is that true?
That is very true, yes. That's essentially correct.
All right, David, listen, we're at the bottom of the hour. Hold tight. When we come back, we will reverse the President of the United States.
Moody River, more deadly.
Once again, David John Oates, Mr. Reverse Speech. David?
Yes, okay.
Just before we launch into the president, I have one question for you, and I think this is a fairly important question because it's what your critics would charge.
Right.
Let's take the speech the president made the other day. It wasn't really a speech, the news conference or whatever it was in which he denied the affair.
Yes.
Would it be possible, David, for me, using reverse speech, if I had an agenda and I wanted to show the president to be innocent, could I take the very same material that you are using and extract from it what appeared to be said in reverse that would show the president to be congruent or telling the truth? Could I, with an agenda, go in there and come up with reversals that would show him to be telling the truth as you might have gone in and found reversals showing him to have lied?
That's a very good question, of course, and I will give you a very emphatic answer on that one. No, you will not. They aren't there. They don't exist. You cannot find what is not there. I have done tapes in the past where I've gone in with one agenda, thinking something to be true, and come out with exactly the opposite. What you could probably do is to manipulate the interpretation of the reversals. The reversals themselves are there. How you want to interpret them maybe is open to some conjecture that is a...
When you get to the metaphoric ones, certainly so, yes.
Sure, yeah, but no, you could not go in and find a different outcome, and I challenge anyone to go and do exactly that.
Well, I can assure you they will.
I'm sure they will.
All right, then let's see what you've got.
Okay, well, I'm going to preface this with a reversal I found on Al Gore on Monday. He's talking at the Martin Luther King Day anniversary speech. He has a comment to make about Clinton in reverse, which I think is very pertinent to the whole presentation I'm about to make. So we'll run this.
All right.
That is why I'm pleased to announce here today that President Clinton and I are proposing, as part of his initiative on race, the largest single increase in the enforcement of our civil rights laws in nearly two decades.
And where he says about the proposal here and President Clinton are making, backwards, he says, his awful pride, I don't deserve it.
His awful pride, I don't deserve it.
And again.
His awful pride, I don't deserve it.
And once more.
His awful pride, I don't deserve it.
There we go.
Awful pride, I don't deserve it.
Yep. There is some anger there. There's some deep resentments. I mean, it speaks for itself. And some of his reversals that I'm about to play leave a lot to be desired, quite frankly.
All right.
Okay. Now, if anyone wants to go and hear these, incidentally, they are all up on my website, and you can go to my site at www.reversespeech.com. That's www.reversespeech.com. There's a link, I believe, on the front page of your site now.
There is, yes.
Go to it straight from there. Okay, we're going to look at Mike McCurry first of all. He's on his first press conference yesterday about all of this.
I'm not going to parse the statement. You all got the statement I made earlier, and it speaks for itself.
Okay, you all got the statement I made earlier, and it speaks for itself. And backwards, he says, "Damn him! This is ugly and a mess."
Damn him! It's a sad reason. A mess. Damn him! It's a sad reason. A mess.
Ooh, that is clear.
Exceptionally clear.
Damn him, this is ugly and a mess.
And you can hear the anger there, the same anger as you can hear in Gore's.
You really can. Play that again in reverse at regular speed, please.
Okay.
Damn him, it's a fat reason, a myth.
And that's it. The same emotions behind Mike McCurry as what you got from Al Gore. There's something going on, and these people are upset.
Okay. Now we're going to look at just a very brief reversal on the George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's actually the forward dialogue that's probably more significant than the reversal. It's only a two-word reversal, but the forward's very significant.
Right now, we know two things about this investigation. One, these are probably the most serious allegations yet leveled against the president. There's no question that, as Cokie said, if they're true, they're not only politically damaging, but it could lead to impeachment proceedings.
And backwards, he says, grave fate.
Grave fate.
Just two words.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you are really right. The forward portion is as or more significant than the reverse, and it just seems to sort of confirm what he's saying.
Yes, it does.
George Stephanopoulos obviously believes that this very well may lead to the end of the Clinton presidency.
Well, I think so that's what I'm seeing too, and that's what Clinton is seeing, quite frankly. Let's look at a reversal on Clinton now, first of all. Very interesting. The reversal itself is full of emotion. You can actually hear it. His voice actually cracks in the reversal, but the forward dialogue is actually fairly monotone and incidental in this one.
There is no improper relationship, and I intend to cooperate with this inquiry, but that is not true.
And, okay, now, backwards he says, I see that we're broken. And the word broken cracks. It's almost like he's crying on the word broken. I mean, he knows he's in serious trouble here.
This is we're broken.
Yep. Heard that clearly. And if for those who saw it live forward, that's exactly the way the president's face looked.
Oh, yeah.
As though he was a cooked goose, you know, like he was in front of the principal in school.
Yeah, he's devastated over this. Now, this reversal, we'll run the forward dialogue. The reversal is blanked on one word. Okay. But
it's the F word.
So
we're blanking it out.
And I almost pulled up the original file, actually. We'll go to the editor's one.
That's why I have a button here, no problem.
Yeah, please put your finger on the button. I did this just 5 minutes before I went on the air. People can go to my site once again and hear the full reversal. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't ask anybody not to tell the truth. There is no improper relationship. The allegations I have read are not true. I do not know what the basis of them is other than just what you know. We'll just have to wait and see. And I will be vigorous about it, but I have got to get back to the work of the country.
Okay, now, the reversal is blanked, the girl with a scab. We'll play the reversal, and we'll discuss what it could possibly mean. I'm sure this is edited correctly, Art, but keep your finger on the button.
Okay.
There we go.
And how clear, if you were able to play it, is the F word.
Exceptionally clear. I could have played you the reversal without telling you. You might not have heard the with a scab, but you would have certainly heard blank the...
No, I heard with a scab, so it was that clear then.
Yeah, and you want
now, what does that mean, do you suppose?
Well, the scab, it's actually a word I've never heard in reverse before. There's several ways I can approach this. The obvious one I immediately think of is there's a disease of some sort. Maybe there's an irritation somewhere. I know Paula Jones made some comment about... Well, I won't go into that further, but...
No, that's all right. She made some comment about the genitals of the president, that there was something... something unusual, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and here you've got it. Or scab is literally a word for, you know, a low life.
Sure.
So there's a couple of different ways you can take that. Let's just run that one more time for everyone.
I
mean, pretty blatant reversal. Okay, now the next one.
All right, and for those who want to hear the unadulterated version, the unbleeped out version, that's on David's website. And if you'll go to my website, you'll just scroll down and you can hop over to David's and hear the full unbleeped version.
Right, and you know, and just quickly, I have a brand new site up. Keith Rowland is the webmaster. He's also your webmaster too, and
yes.
he has just done a fantastic job on this site.
It's, oh, Keith is good at what he does.
He is just excellent, and he's so patient. I've been really hounding him with stuff to get on it there, and he just smiles and does it profusely. And I'm
I know
sure
just about everybody around me, David, who has become web conscious and wanted a web page has ended up going to my Keith Rowland.
He is just fantastic.
You're right, so go right ahead.
Okay, now this reversal, this gets into, you can take this reversal two ways, either legitimately or metaphorically. This gets into, this is not the actual sexual allegation itself, but it either gets into his emotional state or what he might be planning to do in the future.
All the others, a lot of them were about serious matters. They just faded away.
I'm not suggesting that they weren't.
I don't mean. I just. All I can tell you is, I'll do my best to help them get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Now.
Okay, that's from the PBS interview, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Lear.
McNeil Lear.
Yeah, sure. Okay, now reversals are quite clear. The first half, Lear's speaking over the top of it. I'll play the reversal, then there's two possible meanings to this one. The reversal simply is hell with the earth, see desert answers.
I hear the hell with the earth.
Right.
And what was the last part?
See desert answers. Desert, you know, as in sands in the desert.
See desert answers.
Yeah. Let me run it again. I've got a couple of possible meanings for this one.
Sure.
My computer decided not to play it again.
I see.
Let's try this again. Okay. Now, two ways you can look at this. The explanation I put on the site was that this was metaphoric. Desert is actually a common metaphor in reverse speech for withdrawing into the unconscious or to the land of dreams. You almost expect someone in a fantasy. And from my therapeutic self, which is where I really applied most of reverse, was very concerned. It's a man who is in a lot of chaos, hell with the earth.
Right.
See, desert answers. There's my Aussie accent. I'm going to withdraw into my deep unconscious to escape from this. And there was another reversal on him that's on the site. It's not all that clear, but I might play it towards the end. The yes, and I'm so within on Clinton. He's literally withdrawing inside of himself here, divorcing himself from reality.
Yeah, I sensed some of that when I watched him.
Yeah, and that's what I got from that reversal. Now, since it's been on the site, I've got several emails about people who have actually seen this as literally referring to the current crisis in Iraq and saying, is he going to divert the attention by doing something to Iraq? See desert answers. Maybe that is a way out for him to divert attention. So there's, I don't really know which way to call it, and this is where you get down to the interpretation side of reverse speech, which still needs, except for the very blatant reversals, but the whole interpretation side still needs some serious looking at.
Sure.
Okay, let's continue.
Well, hardly anyone's ever been subject to the level of attack I have.
Okay, now this one says, now winning a lover. Now this is present tense reversal. Given the succession of allegations about Clinton, is he in the process of finding someone else? You hearing that one okay?
Yes, I did. I heard another voice.
That's Lear.
Concurrent with it. That's who?
What's his name? Jim Lear?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's his voice over the top of it.
I see.
But I wanted to play. It's such a significant reversal. Let's do it again. That one more time.
Winning a lover.
Okay, now the next reversal. Button your seatbelt for this one.
Okay.
This gets pretty down and nasty and dirty. I can play it on the air. Doesn't use any of the standard illegal words. but it's really a very trashy reversal that occurs straight afterwards. The reversal winning a lover, bearing in mind the allegations of Paula Jones about him demanding oral sex. Let's run it forward.
It's very difficult, you know. One of the things that people learn is you can charge people with all kinds of things. It's almost impossible to prove your innocence.
Innocence about what? And backwards, he says, make her swallow, you trash, and an easy roll. Now, is that a roll in the hay, as in lay, or this is something easy? Just swallow, please.
I don't know.
So here it is. Make her swallow, you trash, an easy roll. You hearing that one okay?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I don't, you know, it's pretty well blatant. Speaks for itself.
All right, I think there is some indication that our president feels that oral sex does not constitute the kind of breach that regular intercourse would. Is there any indication of that in reversals?
Not that I've seen so far. I've still got a lot more analysis to do with this. This is clearly a reference to oral sex.
Sure.
But then you've got the reversal blanked, the girl with a scab, you know, which is the straightforward act itself.
Yeah.
But it's harsh. It's coarse, you know. It's not have sex or make love. It's rough. This is a man with some serious attitude problems, quite frankly. And as the program goes on, if we've got time, I've got some sexual reversals from him over the last 3 or 4 years as well.
Yes, we have time.
That is really worries me. Now, this next reversal I'm going to play you, I wasn't going to put it on the website. I wasn't going to play it on the air, simply because of the very serious ramifications that this raises. We get down to, my whole belief system has been challenged radically as I've been doing reverse speech. And, you know, I've found reverses that, quite frankly, I don't believe.
Right.
And subsequently proven to be true.
Okay.
And I was just really convinced, my staff convinced me to finally let this one out, so I posted on the website this afternoon, and here we go. We're going to run this. Let's run it forward first.
You know, it made a lot of people mad when I got elected president. And the better the country does, seems like the madder some of them get.
Okay, the first half is obvious. Second half is slightly metaphoric. There's actually three reversals here. Here's the first one. Deserve to kill, I got a ram. And ram is an aggressive move or a stud-like attitude, you know. Here we go.
Deserve to kill, I got a ram. Deserve to kill, I got a ram. Deserve to kill, I got a ram.
I've got it.
And then he says, straight afterwards, don't mess around to kill. And then there's a little, there's about 2 seconds of gibberish that I have cut out of the reversal. So don't mess around to kill. You tried to grab the neck.
I'm not as clear on the word kill in the course of that.
Okay, it's a very fast reversal. Let's run at the slower speed, and I'm quite happy to let
sure.
that one go, quite
sure.
frankly.
Sure. No, I can't say I make the word kill.
That's fine. We'll just dump it. So we'll play the first half again. Deserve to kill, I got a ram.
Deserve to kill, I got a ram.
That one's clear.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to make of that one. It worries me. I mean, it worries me.
Well, this whole thing should worry us. All right, David, hold tight. We'll get talking about the White House crisis now, moving into really the third day. The big news, Monica Lewinsky is not going to be deposed by Paula Jones' attorneys today, nor is she going to be deposed in the foreseeable future. It has been put off by a judge indefinitely. She was due to take the Fifth Amendment anyway. And I think what's going on, clearly going on, is that Kenneth Starr is trying to dangle in front of her the prospect of immunity partial immunity, and she wants full immunity. The only way this whole thing is going to move forward is if she accepts, or he offers full immunity and she accepts and decides then to sing. The contents of that song then will determine whether or not this president remains in office. If the contents of that song, if the tune is the president had an affair of some sort of sexual type with Monica Lewinsky, oral or otherwise, and there is some indication the president feels that oral sex may not be in the same category somehow as a normally consummated intercourse. But if that's all that the song contains, then the president remains in office. If the tune includes the fact that the president asked her to keep quiet, or the president asked her to lie, then this will, of course, be the end of the Clinton presidency, because he will have committed a crime which is indeed impeachable. It's an impeachable offense. So the contents of that song, when it is sung, are what will hang hold free and continue in office this president. With us at the moment, David John Oates, who does reverse speech. And David, welcome back to the program. Could we go back to the Mike McCurry business?
Right, yeah.
The first one you did tonight.
I've got that one queued up right now.
Very good.
Just a small sip at Ford's.
I'm not going to parse the statement. You all got the statement I made earlier, and it speaks for itself.
And backwards, he says, damn him, this is ugly and a mess.
And you can imagine Mike McCurry would be very angry about this.
Oh, he's extremely upset, yes. I'm in the middle of doing reversals on all of these, too. I heard you mention about the special...
Ken Starr, I wonder...
I've got one reversal on him. It's not ready for airplay yet. It simply says she shared the lies. That's not ready for airplay yet. It's in my other system. And
she shed the lies.
Shared. S-H-A-R-E-D.
Oh, shared. She shared the lies.
So he obviously knows there's something going on.
Well, now, wait a minute. She shared the lies could be referring to Monica Lewinsky, who of course, sang like a bird on the tape to Linda.
Right.
And so that could be an admission that Ken Starr believes that it was a lie.
That's true. It's just one reversal so far, and I'm in the middle of doing this. I mean, this thing only hit yesterday. My phone calls are jammed, and then I had work to do today, and I've started on this stuff as soon as I got home this afternoon.
I understand.
All this ready. I will have a lot more ready by next week.
All right.
You can go to my site, or maybe you call my office. If I can get my office number out, that's 1-800-669-5789. 800-669-5789. Now, you've got some new people join you. Maybe we can just replay a couple of the more incriminating reversals.
Go right ahead.
And clearly something has happened. If you accept reverse speech to be a real and valid science, then you must also accept that Clinton has most definitely lied about this particular one anyway.
I didn't ask anybody not to tell the truth. There is no improper relationship. The allegations I have read are not true. I do not know what the basis of them is other than just what you know. We'll just have to wait and see. And I will be vigorous about it. But I have got to get back to the work of the country.
And the reversal says, blanked the girl with a scab. And here it is at 3 speeds.
The girl with a scab. The girl with a scab. The girl with a scab.
And, you don't need to use much imagination to know.
No, we blanked out the F word there.
Right. It's the thing I don't like about it is it's harsh and coarse. And the same as the same as this one here. There's clearly some very unhealthy attitudes running here.
It's very difficult, you know. One of the things that people learn is you can charge people with all kinds of things. It's almost impossible to prove your innocence.
And backwards he says, make her swallow, you trash, an easy roll. And it's a bit fast. Clinton's reversals are actually quite fast in this interview.
Make her swallow, you trash, an easy roll.
It is nevertheless clear.
Sorry?
It's nevertheless clear.
Oh, yeah. Quite clear. Let's just run at the slower speed. I don't know what to tell you. Here's a reversal I got from his statement in the White House this morning. Just one clear one was all I could quote on it. I need to emphasize I'll be spending all weekend on this. There'll be a lot more going up on the site by Sunday or Monday. But clearly what I've gotten so far is very, very damning.
And we will give you as many answers as we can, as soon as we can, at the appropriate time, consistent with our obligation to also cooperate with the investigations. And that's
what happened?
Not a dodge. That's really what I've talked with our people. I want to do that. I'd like for you to have more rather than less.
And this is just an incidental reversal. We tried to frost that battle, or the battle coming up. We tried to cool it down. We didn't want it to happen. Mm. We tried to frost that battle.
We tried to frost that battle, but.
And one more time. Okay, there we go.
Interesting. It had a little bit of that ethereal sound to it.
Yes, it did. Yes, and I'm going to play you some other reversals now. I didn't play in the beginning. I personally think they're quite clear, but they've got that classic ethereal sound to them.
It's all right with me.
Need to get used to.
A sexual relationship with this young woman.
There is not a sexual relationship. That is accurate. We are doing our best to cooperate here, but we don't know much yet.
Okay, now, very interesting. The reversal occurred immediately afterwards. Have you ever had a sexual relationship with this woman? The very first word you hear in the reversal is a very clear yes. And then he says, and I'm so within. And the within gets to what I said earlier about about he's withdrawing inside of himself. He's
right.
He's disassociating from reality here.
Right.
Classic ethereal sound, this one. Yes, and I'm so within.
Yes, and I'm so within. Yes, very clear.
I'm very concerned. I mean, I really am.
You know what? I really had that impression when I watched the president giving his denial.
Yeah.
It did look like he was sort of a sad ball of a person who was rolling inside himself.
Yep.
And kind of holding reality at bay and moving into his own sort of personal denial and living inside that ball.
Yeah, and I made a statement on the website, and I'll say it on the air, too. If this is indeed correct, this is a man who should not have the position he's currently got. You've got to be grounded and stable and in full control, you know. Anyway, next one. Once again, his voice cracks. Remember the reversal, I see that we're broken, and the voice cracked on broken. And
yes, I recall.
He says, we will bring her faults, and he cracks on the word faults as well. He's clearly setting up some sort of strategy to discredit her. We will bring her faults.
We will bring her faults.
Yep. Next one's a very quick. It mentions a name. I don't know who this name is. Probably Mike McCurry. I just dawned on me. It says, and yes, Mick, I lost it.
And yes, Mick, I lost it.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't hear the foreword to that.
Oh, that was the whole section I played first.
There okay.
Do you want me to play the whole forward section?
Well,
again?
Can you play that section which results in this reversal?
Ooh, yeah.
Or if you play the whole thing, then identify.
Let me just play the whole thing. There was three reversals in that whole forward section I
just
played.
Identify for me. This is a very clear one. Identify for me where you picked this one out.
Okay.
Sexual relationship with this young woman.
There is not a sexual relationship. That is accurate.
I think if that is accurate. There is not a sexual relationship. That is accurate.
That is accurate.
Yep. Okay. That's where it was.
And that results in?
And yes, Mick, I lost it. You know, but he'd lost control. You know, he did something.
Let me hear it.
Silly.
And yes, Nick, I lost him. And yes, Nick, I lost him. And yes, Nick, I lost him.
Very clear.
I didn't know who Mick was at first, and then obviously he's talking about
Mike McCurry.
Yeah, Mike McCurry. Reversal on the Maxwell Jordan that I don't have transferred over to this system yet. Let me see if I can pull that one up quickly. I'm going to have to plug in my other computer here and pull that up.
Everybody needs to understand this is all being done at the last moment, and I know your work has occurred right up until airtime, so...
Oh, yeah.
Bear with us on this, folks.
Yeah, this is literally hot off the press as it happens. We're that close on this one, and I'm trying to find this file on my other system. This is on Maxwell Jordan. Once again, I have only just started doing the reversals on this. I haven't even checked this one, except I do remember it was fairly clear. So,
all right.
So we're flying by the seat of our pants on this one. Hello, you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I just plugged in my other system. Maxwell Jordan.
No, we're not getting the audio.
No, I can see that. We're not getting it. Let me just try one more time on this. No, we're not getting it. Okay. Simply, the reversal says, abandon him with error. And the sense I'm getting is he's trying to distance himself from this whole thing.
Well, his forward speech yesterday seemed very supportive of the president, suggesting there was no time at which he, nor did he have knowledge of the president ever ask anybody to lie.
Right. Well, that's just...
And you're suggesting that in reverse, he is more or less abandoning...
And that's essentially all I've... that's essentially all I've got on Clinton at this current time. So, let me go back over some of the history here and some other reversals I've found on him in the past.
All right.
This was a rather amusing one. He's giving a speech. His eyes glance downward momentarily, and actually on the videotape, this looks quite amusing. There's an attractive woman sitting in the front row.
Battling discrimination against mental illness, caring for children of veterans who suffer from a terrible disease.
And the backwards, he says, "See's little breast."
See's little breast.
See's little breast.
See's little breast.
And once more.
See's little breast.
Okay. And here's an interesting reversal that I found on him right when he won re-election. And I'm just hoping I've got it on this system. This has all happened so fast.
I know. I feel that way about the whole thing, actually.
Yeah, no, I don't have it on this system. It's on my website right when he won re-election. He's giving his acceptance speech, and he has an exceptionally clear reversal that says, "The world will come and damn me." Really predicting a very ominous future.
Indeed. All right, listen, my friend, I want to thank you for coming up here tonight at the very last minute and doing this for us. And when you have updates in the next week or so, there's going to be a very great deal of material for you.
Yeah.
Let me know, and we will do an update here on the air.
I am going to be devoting most of my spare time to this over the next week or so.
I can imagine.
This is a hot story. Thank you for the opportunity to come on the air and discuss this. Let me get my website and phone number out one more time.
I did check, by the way, and the link is on our site right now, so if you go to my site, folks, which you're probably used to doing, go down and just jump on David's name. You'll see the link there. You'll go right over to Reverse Speech or directly at www.reversespeech.com.
Or you can call the office at 1-800-669-5789, 800-669-5789, to get my book that explains the theory the theory of reverse speech in great depth. We also have the machines where you can do this for yourself.
That's right. And I really do recommend people do that. David, thank you for the short notice appearance.
Thank you very much for having me out. I appreciate it.
You bet. David John Oates, folks, and there you have what reversals we have on the President and Mike McCurry and Company to airtime. Here's an interesting fact from Corvallis, Oregon Art. Wasn't all this predicted by Sean David Morton? A problem with the President. Gore forced to retire. Ted Kennedy, Vice President. Clinton saying, go ahead, impeach me. Oh, we all laughed hard when he said it. Now, well, frankly, I wonder, could this be the beginning of Sean David Morton's prediction? I've tried to call several times. I get through occasionally, but our long-distance service cuts us off after X number of rings. And so I thought I would call that to your attention. What I want to do, following the bottom of the hour, what I want to do is, again, allow you to debate this issue. And by that I mean I want one of you who supports the President and thinks that Ken Starr is just out to get the President. Maybe somebody who believes the whole idea of a sting operation on the President of the United States regarding sexual matters is wrong, wrong, wrong. In other words, a supporter of the President. And then I want somebody else who is a definite detractor of the President and, frankly, is overjoyed that this entire thing is occurring. There really are many, many people like that out there. And we will put you on the air together and allow you to debate. Now, I don't want any faint-of-heart debaters. I want people who really believe what they are going to debate. And if during this coming break I can find a couple of you that I think well represent each side, I'll put you both on the air and we'll have you debate the issue. How about that? I'm Art Bell and this is Coast to Coast AM.
She got Betty Davis eyes.